Will the king of sports memorabilia, Brandon Steiner, buy Charlie from Meriden's collection? Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How's it going?
Nice to have you on. Good, thank you. Let me conference in Charlie from Meriden. Charlie, the last time you were on, or the last time Brandon was on, you called in and said you were wondering if Brandon would be interested in your collection. What is your collection?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I have a fairly large sports card and non-sports card collection. Consists of pretty much every different sport, and then, you know, a lot of different memorabilia, autographs. I have some Tony Hawk autographs, skateboards, all kinds of stuff.
Wow. What would you say are the most collectible of your cards?
Well, I have stuff that, you know, is vintage, which is, you know, I know that stuff's pretty collectible. I have some Babe Ruth cards.
Wait, what?
Babe Ruth?
Yeah, a couple. Nothing too crazy, but they're pretty cool. They're from a set in 1948, Swell, that's the company. And I believe they're the last cards that were made of him while he was still alive.
Brandon, so is that a thing or no? It sounds like a thing to me, but I don't know anything about this.
I know less.
Well, maybe. You know, the problem is when I look at his cards, it's hard to tell. These cards could be worth $1 or $100. You got to get them graded. I say it all the time. Like, now in this day and age, you know, you got to get these things graded. And
yeah, definitely.
The swell Babe Ruth cards really swing. I mean, sometimes you can pick them up even for a few bucks because they're out there, believe it or not. But if you get one that's graded, that's in good shape, you may be able to get a few $100. So that, I would not say that's the prime of your collection.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's the best thing. I do have, you know, some other, like, high-value cards, rare stuff, like serial-numbered cards.
Yeah.
I have some graded stuff. I have.
You got to be careful with some of these numbered cards because it's also some manipulation sometimes by card companies or people that, you know, they create these limited editions that really don't even exist or don't even matter. But once in a while, you get a numbered card that's a real numbered card, very limited. We saw a LeBron card so recently for something like $1 million, although still don't know who bought it. Well, we don't know who bought it. So that's a potential manipulation and scheming in the marketplace.
Oh they say
a trading card company could buy its own card, or you do that to inflate the market because you're sitting with a bunch of these cards that are similar to that, or you're trying to push out that set. Is the problem with the trading card business is there is some scheming and manipulation going on now with the cards and the grading. So the business to me is very wobbly.
That's why.
I see you have a Shaq rookie card here. There's another wobbly process because there's about 4 or 5 different Shaq rookie cards. Which one is the valuable one? I happen to like the one you have. You have the LSU where Shaq is slamming, and it's also autographed with a nice Shaq autograph. That card does have some value, but it's very hard to tell the corners and what the grade is going to be. But if you have like a 9 or a 10 grade, that can be worth a couple grand, $1,000, $2,000. If it's not graded, it can be worth as little as a few $100. But he's still Shaq, which Shaq just seems to be always around the money. But you got to be careful when you get into some of these gold cards. I don't know if anybody out there has seen these cards where they're these cheap versions of. You know, they look kind of expensive, but they're just not. And these cards sold for very cheap, and they stay very cheap. People have not taken a loving to them. Another thing you got to avoid is, and this is interesting, you got this Emmitt Smith signed authentic Pro-Line hat. What's interesting about that hat is that the authentic Pro-Line, boy, what a crock of hype back then. But actually, it's kind of a cool, it shows that there's a very old hat. Problem is when you sign the hats, you got to be careful because it's very hard to autograph them. And whoever signed this, whoever got Emmitt to sign it, struggled because the autograph is a little wobbly. But still, you know, probably a $100, $150 hat. If it was signed on the rim and a nice silver marker, then you would have had a little more of a valuable commodity.
So the color, so that much. How you see it, and then was he holding it in his hand and he was shaking, or you say, I don't know, put it on my shoulder and sign it?
Yeah.
So nice, clean signature with a good color you can see.
Legible, yeah.
Yeah. It was like he was on the fly when he signed this. He was like, hey, Emma, can you sign this?
I actually met him in person in Massachusetts when I was about, yeah, I don't know, 10 or so, 12.
Right, at the time, it's just get the name on the thing is cool. Yeah. Yeah. You're not thinking about where, what color, yeah.
Just meeting him.
Yeah, that's when he signed all the stuff, the card and the picture.
Yeah, you have a nice autograph on the card. You have a pro set card. For all those of you out there that are wondering what a pro set card is, you need not know. Those cards are valueless. And probably one of the most overprinted card sets of all time. When the NFL and these trading card companies lost their minds in the 90s. However, the fact that you got it signed, nice card, probably $100 you get for that card, $150. My question of the day is, how come we took a Wayne Gretzky card in L.A. and had Gordie Howe? Is that how it came? It was signed? Or
yeah, that's how it came. I guess
that's
that
different.
Was like a promo card, I guess. I think they gave out to like certain card shops back then, because those are pretty limited. They're only like a couple thousand made.
That's cool. I've never seen that before. I got to go look up that card. That's a little different. And that's the thing that's so crazy about these collections is that, you know, you kind of hit or miss on a bunch of them, but then all of a sudden you got something quirky and some lunatic Gretzky fan really wants this card, especially since it's signed by Gordy. And, you know, obviously those are two great hockey players of all time, probably. I'm a Tony Hawk fan, but let me give you a breaking news. He does sign a lot of autographs for free and for very little money. He's not into the money for the collectible part of it. He's into the fandom part of it. Had a great relationship with him for a bunch of years. Tony Hawk, great skateboarder, probably the Babe Ruth of skateboarding. Love him,
definitely.
But unfortunately that autograph will not help you send your kids to college. Now, here's an interesting thing. Anthony Volpe. Now, here's a shortstop who now went to AAA, playing, well, not in Scranton, not in Trenton anymore, but he's playing in the other New Jersey minor league park because they kicked Trenton out. But I'd get this card graded. Also, I mean, there's the big thing about trading cards like this. Like, is this kid going to be the next star? Because this is the rookie card, and, you know, do you collect this guy? And you go to the ballpark, you probably get him to sign this stuff, and then you sit back and you wait and see if he's going to be the real deal. Local kid in New Jersey, playing minor league baseball in New Jersey, drafted by the Yankees. He's got the whole story going. Question is, will he match up to the hype? I don't know. But that's the fun part of collecting, jumping on kids that you believe in, young kids. You know, not investing a whole lot of money and maybe it turns into something. And this, the story with Volpe. Is that the only Volpe card you have, or did you go a little crazy and collect a whole bunch of them?
No, I don't have too many of his. I pulled that one out of a pack, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
But I do have a lot of, like, Derek Jeter cards, rookies and stuff, Alex Rodriguez, all those guys. Don Mattingly.
So it depends which rookie card you have. Is now there's several of them. You know, you have the Upper Deck SPX, which is the really famous gold, silver foil Jeter card.
Yeah, I know that one. I don't. I think my father might have that card, actually. But
because that's, you know, what's crazy about the card business. Like, if that's a low grade, you know, almost worth nothing, but you get a 10, that could be worth, you know, $50,000. You gotta go get these cards graded. I had 8 of those rookie cards and none of them were a 10.
Wow.
So I hate these grading companies. I think they're biased and prejudiced.
So
anyway,
where do you go to get them graded that you would trust the outcome?
Right.
There's several trading card companies that do it. I mean, several authentication graded companies, Beckett, PSA. We help do that as part of our job at Collectible Exchange. We take people's collections. The hard part is deciding which cards to grade because it's kind of expensive now to grade them. So what we'll do is we'll go with someone, sit down and say, look, just sell these cards the way they are. These are some cards you maybe want to get signed. These are some cards you want to get graded. Because a graded card could cost you anywhere from $50 to $200. So you don't want to grade a card that's only worth $200.
Oh, wow.
You'll be in a break-even proposition. But that's what makes the trading card business a little bit weird. It used to be $30 to grade a card. All right, you got them graded. Mm-hmm. I think that some of your cards I would get graded. I'd go get this Gretzky card graded, and you have some other nice cards here. So you need to go through your cards and go decide which ones are going to get graded or not.
No, that's tough.
This is a real dilemma that a lot of older people that have been collecting for years have.
It's tough because there's so much to go through. I probably have, like, I don't know, at least 250,000 cards.
Oh, whoa! So,
yeah, there's a lot.
Are you married?
You lost your mind a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
You're a little crazy, huh?
Are you married, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. The way you said yeah, it's like, yeah, here's a problem. Yeah,
I hear we've had to talk about this a number of times already.
Every day.
How many times has she told you to knock it off?
Right.
Well, yeah, she's not too fond of it, so.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Let me give you one little bit of advice here.
All right, then we'll let him go.
Let's just keep it simple. Start going through your cards and start picking out all the most popular names and put those in a separate pile. And then the ones that are Hall of Famers, the ones that are bona fide, you know, really, really legendary kind of players, put those in a third pile. So right out of the gate, you go through that legendary, unbelievable pile, and I can go through that with you at some point to see which ones are worth grading or not. Then we get to the Hall of Fame pile. And then the other pile could be something you could do. It's going to be random, but more than likely most of those cards are not going to be worth much. But they're still worth something, and I wouldn't throw them out so quickly.
Charlie, how old are you?
I'm 38.
All right, so you'll be like 72 when you're done going through 250,000.
<Sounds like it.
laughs> Retirement fund.
They'll be worth even more then.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
Wow, you collected a lot of cards in a short period of time.
Wow. Good for you, man.
I started when I was pretty young, when Garbage Pail Kids came out.
I remember that. Yeah.
So, yeah, ever since then, I just kind of kept going. I got
so
into
you
like
heard,
sport cards.
And you heard Brandon Steiner on the last time, and you thought, oh, I want to call and just offer him my whole collection. Did you put a value in your mind on that entire collection?
I mean, it's really hard to put a specific number. I mean, I kind of have an idea of...
What is it? Like, what's the number?
Well, just based on, like, you know, the amount of stuff and
I got
the
it.
Cards.
What's the number?
What are you thinking?
Well, it's not a specific... I would just say it'd be a six-figure number, you know.
Okay.
I don't have a specific real... I know I would have to get at least, you know, six figures.
Well, if you really want to know if you have a six-figure collection, what we've done, and we just did this for two other people, is you would hire us to come in. It would probably take about 3 days to go through and find the gems, because that's what's going to get you to six figures, finding those gems that I talked about. Because the truth of the matter is, four or five cards can maybe get you there. Or I've seen collections of your size, you know, barely make it to $10,000. So, and the trading card business isn't booming. It's flat. It's not going to get better than it was over the last 2 years. And it probably won't get better for a while just because trading card companies, there was too much hype and a whole bunch of money that was spent on stuff that can't live up to it. But if you have some of those older vintage cars, you get them graded, you never know. And it's going to probably take you to hire somebody to go in and evaluate that before you go crazy.
Brandon, what do you think that would
your good stuff?
What do you think that would cost? Yeah. 2 or 3 days.
It's going to cost a couple $1,000. You know, it's going to cost somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 for.
All right, Charlie.
You know,
good luck asking a wife for that.
Really, just sell her car.
You know what? Your wife will quickly give this money up if she sees there's potentially an end of this.
Right, it's going to be gone,
and we get that part of the house back.
Get the room back.
Yeah. Right. Ed in North Brantford says he has an authentic Ray Allen jersey.
It's got a great story, actually, how he got it. He can tell it, I think, in like 30 seconds.
Ed, you're on.
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
So my mother-in-law worked at Starter, and what happened was is Ray Allen's jersey was missing, so they ordered him a new one. So what happened was is they found the jersey after it was already created. So she does the employee sales, so employee and family sales. So I came up, I got the jersey for $10. So Now, I was telling the story to a friend of mine that's a state representative. So I go to him. He goes, oh, I'm going to a big thing tonight with UConn. I'll take it and have him autograph it. So I give it to him. He goes and has Ray Allen, gives Ray Allen the jersey. Ray Allen's looking at the jersey and says, the Velcro and all that stuff on there, and sees the exclusive for UConn. And says, where did you get this? Him being a representative, said, oh, just shut up and sign it. So Ray Allen, not knowing who he was, just signed it. So I have this jersey that I think the fifth, because they're only allowed four, two away and two home, ever, you know, of made. And I don't have no idea about getting the value of it or anything.
Well, the good news and bad news, I mean, bad news is that he went to UConn, and no, I'm just kidding. just kidding. Actually, that's a cool jersey, and Ray Allen doesn't sign a lot of autographs. Love that item. Love that story. You know, definitely in the several hundred dollar range, maybe even a little more for a real UConn Ray Allen fan, because, you know, the guy won on a high level. Nobody was a better three-point shooter. Except for Steph Curry. But you put him up there and one of the great shooters of all time and one of the great players. You know, I bet you get about $500 for that jersey if he signed it well, if he signed it, you know, nicely. Plus, it's a rare jersey. You don't see a lot of UConn jerseys because I don't want to say that they were cheap. Well, actually, I'll say it. They were cheap. You know, it's not like the jerseys were flowing out of that locker room. You know, UConn was, you know, they were tight with that kind of stuff. So, and, you know, they have a legendary program. I mean, fact of the matter is when you combine the women and men, it's one of the great basketball programs that we know of. So love that item. Great item. Again, got to get that autograph authenticated, even though it's a good story. You can send it in a collectible exchange. We can help you get it authenticated. And then if you want, help you sell it because we have a pretty good UConn base. Because for all the women collectibles we do, it's Sue Bird, Tarafi, Brianna Stewart. We're doing a whole bunch of UConn stuff with their basketball court from the championship years. And I would actually buy a piece of that court to put with that jersey, by the way, because I think one of the courts we have is for when Ray Allen won a championship.
All right.
Ed, cool. It's, the link is going to be on our...
I had Rebecca Lobo on the train. I told her the story. Rebecca goes, he would have never graduated if it wasn't for her.
No, good. She's taking credit. Good.
Love Rebecca.
All right, Ed, thank you. We're linked up to Brandon Steiner's stuff on our radio station website. On hold is Joe from West Haven, who has a very interesting item. Joe, what do you have?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
All right, real quick. A buddy of mine, Tony, had a sports memorabilia shop in Wallingford. And he sold and bought sports memorabilia, but he also made custom shadow boxes and frames and stuff. So I bought the Core 4, all four balls, sweet spots, top of the line balls signed, and he made a custom shadow box for it with a picture of the Core 4 with all the certificates of authenticity on the back. What do you think that's worth?
When you say Core 4, I assume you mean we do play around with Core 4 with some other teams. These aren't Jeter, Posada, Pettit, Mariano.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Now, you're also, are the balls signed with any inscriptions, or they're just single signed on the sweet spot?
They're all single signed on the sweet spot.
Okay, cool. So you really have four single signed balls by the Core 4 with this really cool collage or photo behind it, kind of in a case?
They're in a case, and they're also in the UV protected cubes.
Of course.
Nice.
Of course. That and a quarter. But cool. I like those items. You really have four single signed balls where the value is. It's nice when you have a ball signed by all four of them on one ball. That tends to go for a little bit more money. But you're sitting with about $1,500 worth of baseballs there. You know, the Jeter single signed ball is about $700. The Mariano is $300 or $400. And then the Pettit about $100. And the Posada about $200.
Poor Pettit.
Nice. Thank you so much.
How much did you pay for him?
I paid a couple hundred bucks each ball. I paid a little more for the Jeter ball, and I can't remember what I paid for the custom box. I think a couple hundred bucks.
Okay. All right.
I love the custom box, by the way. That's what collecting is all about. It's taking something that's good and making it better and actually bringing it together so it tells a little bit of a story, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Good job on that.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Hey, AJ, this is Joe Tremonti. What I'll do is I'll take a picture of it, and I'll send it to you on Facebook so you can see it.
Smooth. Thank you so much, man.
We'll post that later. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys. Bye.
Be good.
Brandon, before we let you go, I heard you brought some gifts.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I got to bring some value to this show, I mean, and particularly for the listeners. I think in general we need to bring more value.
Thank you. Thing.
But being that I'm a UConn lover, you know, I'm a Syracuse guy, so I always have to take a little shot at UConn. But UConn's great, and we're selling the court. We have a bunch of the court, so we're giving away a piece of the court. And everybody knows that Sue Bird is retiring this year. We have a whole collection around her. If you're a Sue Bird fan, you can go on the site and see it on Collectible Exchange. So we're giving away a piece of the court. We're giving away a great manager all of a sudden, even though he was a bad manager last year. Now he's a great manager. So we're giving away an Aaron Boone item, right? And then my favorite, and we've seen him on TV the last month quite a bit, is Mark Messier. Oh, giving away an autographed item there. So I think you guys are figuring out a scheme of how to figure out who the winners are. And I know you've got a great sports fan base out there with listeners, so I'll leave it to you guys to give it away, and Collectible Exchange will ship those products out right away. And hopefully we'll have some happy winners for the July 4th weekend.
I, if it's okay with you, would like to auction these off for our veterans event coming up.
Yes.
Stand Up for Veterans.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Even
okay.
Better.
Great. Great.
Even so, better. That's even great. You know, love that. And let's raise some money for a good cause. Love it.
Ashley will reach out to get some more details on this stuff so we could post it as an auction. And thank you, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
Of course. Of course. Keep the collecting out there. You listen, you got some great callers, some great stuff. And that's what makes collecting so much fun. It's just so many different angles and ways to look at this stuff. Thank God it keeps me busy, and it also keeps me married, because if I was home doing nothing, my wife would probably kill me. So this has been a good thing for everybody. And I'm enjoying this new platform, because there's people that are calling me all day and they don't know what to do with their stuff, so I'm helping them.
Cool. I love it. Thank you, Brandon. We'll talk to you real soon.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Brandon Steiner, sports marketing legend, author, and the king of sports memorabilia.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.